question is asked in halakha. In a case like this year that Yom HaKippurim falls out on Shabbat Kodesh, and somebody has a heter to eat, does that person have to make kiddush before they eat? The question is based on that normally on a Shabbat before you'd eat, you need to make a kiddush. So the question is, now that you're allowed to eat, so maybe the rules of Shabbat apply, therefore you would have to make the kiddush. Which kiddush? The regular kiddush that you make on Friday night. Baruch atah Hashem, mekadesh Shabbat. And this would acquire this question, not only if you were eating on Friday night, even if you were eating on Shabbat, for example. You might have to make the beracha mekadesh Shabbat, because the halakha says if you didn't say the beracha mekadesh Shabbat on Friday night, you have to make it during the day. So maybe when you eat, you're going to have to make kiddush. Hacham Avadiyah alav shalom in Hazon Avadiyah Yamim Noraim Daf Shin Zayin, rules from the Magen Abraham in Siman Tav Resh Yud Chet that the Chole should not make kiddush on Shabbat Yom HaKippurim. Because since it's a Ta'anit for Klal Yisrael, the rabbis never established the kiddush, even though this individual person is eating, the kiddush is not on him. Although there were other opinions that said differently, that was the opinion of Rav Akiva Eger and Ora Hayim, and that's the opinion of the Shutet Orerut Teshuvah, that also wanted to say they should make kiddush, but lahalacha we follow the majority of the poskim. The majority of the poskim includes Rav Sipe Safrek and Shut Harsevi Siman Kufnun He. We said already them again, Avraham. Hakama vadya hadaya in yaskil abdi halechet siman chaf ot lamedaled. This is also the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan at the end of siman taf resh yud chet. Rav Moshe Feinstein talks about it in Chelek Choshe Mishpat of siman lamedet. Therefore halacha lemaaseh, if one has a heter to eat on Yom Kippur, shachal yom b'Shabbat, they eat without reciting kiddush.